Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Well, it's getting to be beach time again, and if you are a huge fan of the beach, you may subscribe to the beach advisories, or you may check them out online. Cindy Hakala joins us this morning. She's the program manager with the Minnesota Department of Health, and we're talking a little bit about those beach advisories, what they mean, how they're issued, why they're issued, and more. Hey, Cindy, good morning. All right, when do you issue the advisories, and why do you issue the advisories?
Well, we issue the advisories as soon as we get lab results back. So we test the Park Point beaches twice a week, more if we have an advisory or if the levels exceed our threshold. And then we test up the shore and kind of outside of Park Point in the Duluth area once a week. So
when you talk about the levels, we're talking about
E. coli.
We're talking about like poop.
Well, yes. So we test for the organism E. coli, and that serves as an indicator for us to let us know that there is fecal contamination in the water. And so there could be E. coli that could make you sick, but it also tells us that with the fecal contamination, there could be many other disease-causing organisms in the water. So you could have kind of a cocktail of potential organisms.
This is going to be a fascinating conversation. I can tell that already. You and I are going to be dancing around trying to be as polite as we possibly can. Who are the contributors to this bacteria? I mean,
well, that's always the question. Our test only allows us to know if there is E. coli or not where it came from. But other studies have shown, and sometimes you can tell just from being on the beach, that sometimes it's the geese, sometimes it's sanitary sewer overflows, so sewage spills. Sometimes it's the bathers themselves, so we bring bacteria and organisms with us to the water on our bodies, and so do our children, and so do our dogs. So it can be from the bathers themselves and from wildlife. And also from stormwater, so whatever is in people's yards or on the streets, if it rains and that stuff is not picked up, such as dog waste or animal waste or garbage or anything like that, can get washed down into the lake and then we swim in it.
Well, as a matter of fact, Animal Allies made a public service announcement on that very topic, encouraging folks to pick up after their dogs, because that is exactly what happens. It rains and everything rolls down the hill and into the lake.
Yes, that one with the children. I saw that.
So, yeah, I got to work on that one. That was a ton of fun. So,
oh, good for you.
So that's something that people need to keep in mind. And so you issue the advisory. Do you have somebody goes out there, they go out what, first thing in the morning, or when do you test?
Yep, first thing in the morning, and then it gets to be kind of an all-morning thing to reach all the beaches. The samples are then put on ice and brought to the lab, and then we get results the next day, and we put up our results. If the bacteria levels are above our threshold, then they go up on our website, mnbeaches.org, and then we also do our other notification tools, such as the email listserv that I think you mentioned, and we put it up on our hotline, 218-725-7724. And also, it goes on parkpointbeach.org, which I think a lot of folks know about, which is specifically for the Park Point beaches and is a great one-stop shop for weather and wave height and rip current warnings.
Yeah, which is also obvious. That's a beach report that we also carry here at KUMD, and that's important, mm-hmm. too, just if you're going to, you know, take little kids out and you just want to make sure everybody is safe.
Right.
Now, lakes around Minnesota, and I'm asking you a question you may or may not know the answer to. Back in the day when we went up to the cabin over the weekend, nobody was sampling the water or letting us know what the beaches were like. Mm-hmm. And I am imagining that in large part that was just how could you possibly staff something like that? When you're at the cabin and you're at your, you know, your little tiny lake, is that something that you need to be concerned about or just or not?
Our water quality monitoring program is only for Lake Superior. Unfortunately,
right.
It would be an enormous endeavor, yeah, to do the whole state. Some municipalities in the Twin Cities, in various places around the state, do their own bacteria monitoring programs. But for, you know, however many 10,000 lakes in the state, there's certainly the majority are unmonitored, at least for bacteria.
Right. Now, how does Lake Superior stack up? One final thing before I let you go. Do you know how Lake Superior stacks up with perhaps the other Great Lakes? Or I'm just thinking about other beaches. I'm thinking about some of these beaches that look beautiful on the evening news around the country, maybe even ocean beaches, you know, but syringes and weird things are washing ashore.
Yeah, in general, Lake Superior is the superior Great Lake. It is the deepest and the largest by volume and the coldest, so that kind of helps protect it. And it's also, there's less development around it. So that puts us in a unique position to be in kind of a protection mode as opposed to, you know, Lake Erie, which is trying to restore their water quality. Some of our beaches have been named superstar beaches in the past for being across the nation some of the best beaches with the best water quality, and those were beaches on Park Point that got that designation.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not only the greatest lake, we have superstar beaches.
Yes, we have a lot to be proud of here.
That's fantastic. Cindy, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Cindy Hakala joined us this morning. She's the program manager at the Minnesota Department of Health. We talked a little bit about beach advisories this morning and when they issue them and why they issue them. We'll get a couple of links set up so that you can check these out for yourself. MinnesotaBeaches.org, MNBeaches.org, and ParkPointBeach.org, which has all kinds of really valuable information about general beach conditions down at Park Point. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the Lake Superior Zoological Society and by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.